Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a Frank podcast.
Bloody beautiful, eh?
Bloody beautiful.
Here we are.
Yep.
Once again, O'Leary, you've just popped down to the shop to get yourself a saucy roll.
Love it. Love a saucy roll, you know.
Got rained on.
Yeah, it's a bit moist out there today.
It's a little bit on the damp side.
Yeah.
Can I just say welcome along to the latest episode of Wellington Paranormal.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah.
My name's Mike Minogue.
Is it?
Yeah.
My name's actually Karen O'Leary.
What's your middle name again?
Oh,
come on.
Well, it's not Vincent.
It's Lorraine.
Yes, it is.
Lorraine, I love it.
Karen Lorraine.
Hey, what have you been up to? Can I ask you that?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm more about what am I looking forward to doing shortly.
Okay.
I can't wait to go to the Basin Reserve.
Oh.
Next weekend to watch the White Ferns play England. Although we did just lose in Nelson yesterday.
Can I be so bold? They're not going great, are they? The White Ferns are not going great presently. That's a real It's a real Black Caps vibe. Like
they're playing like the Black Caps.
Back in the day, Black Caps. You know what
well,
I mean?
No, still the day, Black Caps.
Well,
did you watch us against Australia?
Back again day. Yeah, I did watch that game and I really enjoyed it. What I liked about the second test was at least we put up a fight. Whereas in the other ones, it was just like, God almighty. But once again, here's Australia. They've come here. They've beaten us 5-0. I don't like it.
It's just psychological.
Entirely psychological.
And we can't get past that.
I was disappointed to not have Neil Wagner in the team.
Yeah.
Really quite annoyed about it, actually. Clearly a better option than some of the options. Yeah, they're not going great guns, are they? And I think it was Sophie Devine was on the radio in the last couple of days saying it just – she said it's not just a money issue. They need better coaching for all the way through from bottom to top. But, yeah, she certainly – there's a couple of players that have been absolutely slain. I think – was it her that was a member of the team that just won the women's IPL?
Yeah, the BBL.
Was it the BBL?
I think she was playing the BBL.
Oh, she's in – yeah, there's another one. No, it was an Indian team. But, yeah, she's just smashed it. She's bloody going great guns. But, yeah, so they're playing who? England.
Yep, at the Basin. Mum's coming over. Jodie Rimmer's coming down.
Oh, she'll be there.
It's going to be like a party.
How good.
Yeah, and hopefully I'm going to be able to see – you know, you can get a plaque on the on the fence of the Basin Reserve. And Eilish got me one for my birthday,
which is
my most special gift. And then I got one for my dad.
I was going to say.
I bought it before he died.
Right.
And they never put it up. And I tried to ring them heaps of times and I got a bit annoyed. And I finally rang the woman and just recently. Because I was like, if mum's coming in, at least she can see it. And the woman was, oh, yes, sorry, yes. I said, well, actually, my dad's died now, so he's never going to see it. But I'd love for my mum to be able to see it, so hopefully.
Hopefully that'll happen.
Promise me it'll definitely be out there.
How long does it take between when did you buy it?
3 years ago.
That's quite a long time ago.
I bought it 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I had found the email in 2021.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous. I feel like I should get every other beat it piece of the fence in whatever name I want it.
What's the reasoning for that?
I think it's just administration error slash uselessness.
A series of administrative errors.
Yeah, I just don't think they've got a very good system.
Because I, doesn't sound like
I know when Eilish got mine, she said it was a total palaver.
But how long did it take her?
Well, she just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. Whereas I'm more like, oh, whoops, and then forget about it for about 6 months.
So. Yeah. So God, that's shocking.
Yeah. But I'll let you know after the game if it's
Get
up there.
Get a photo up. Get a photo up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bloody good one. Oh, that'll be fun. What is it, a test or a one
T20, day? T20. I don't even like T20s, but I'll go because I love the basin and I love women's sport.
Yes.
And I love my mum.
Yeah, and T20, well, that'll be good. A few hours, isn't it? A few hours of drinking. How many games are they coming over for?
Well, they've already had two.
Right.
And I feel like I should know, but I don't know.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know either. What have I got coming up? I'm going to go and see Incubus.
Are you?
We're doing it with the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to see Incubus and Live. Do you remember Live? Lightning Crashes?
Oh, yes.
That band. So they're
coming back again.
That's it. Really good. Yeah,
what about Incubus? What's one of their songs?
Drive is one of them. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
Yeah.
That's one of them. So I do like them. I've seen them a couple of times. Queens of the Stone Age were over recently, who's one of my favourite bands, and I got to interview them. So that was a bit of a treat.
Is that exciting?
It was, yeah. He's Josh Homme, the lead singer guy. I like him. He's an old school rock and rolly sort of a dude.
Yeah.
And that was a real treat. And I got to ask him actually a question that had been going around Wellington for a while. And that was it's sort of an urban legend, really. And that was, have you heard this one?
No.
And that was that, I think he was here playing with them Crooked Vultures, which was Dave Grohl on the drums and him singing and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. They had a band together. And he was walking through, I think it was on Cuba Street, but that little bit between Scopa and Duke Carvel's, that little alleyway there. And somebody screamed at him at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that Dave Grohl was, well, this is what he said, okay? He said, Dave Grohl's a fan.
Right.
Yeah, not very nice thing to say.
No. Seems like a slur.
It is a slur.
Than a compliment.
It is a slur. And this was back in the day, possibly when people said that more often than what they do now, I would hope. So I said to him that I had heard this rumor and that Josh Homme had taken exception to this being said. And Josh Homme said, well, I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that I picked him up and threw him over a park bench like a starfish into a bunch of rubbish bins, which he did, which I thought was really great. And he said, it's not a nice way to talk, and sometimes people need to be reminded of that. But I'd love to know, because that went around, like people knew that story, but who's telling that story?
Probably the idiot that got thrown into the rubbish bins.
He's probably quite chuffed with himself that he's had that happen to him and thrown over.
Although speaking of musicians that stand up for good things, I have been enjoying listening to the lead singer of Chumbawamba.
Oh, yes.
Saying that Winston Peters is a total douchebag.
Yeah, now I saw he was interviewed on something with Tover O'Brien.
And now they've said they are going to try and sue him, which I think is great.
Yeah, he needs that. And that was sort of a similar thing that happened with the Eminem song when they used it. And
the National Party did that.
Yeah, and they said, I think they got a couple hundred, Eminem got a couple hundred grand out of them. God bless.
Well, they've got millions of dollars.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
they can afford to pay Eminem for those songs. What are we talking about today?
I feel like we should be talking about the episode called The Mount Vic Hooters.
Yes, I agree with that.
And if you don't know what this episode is about, you might have quite the wrong idea.
Oh, yes, true. A bit of a double entendre there. This one is called Mount Vic Hooters. Monoghan O'Leary unwittingly free the ghost of a cop from the 1930s, and he's out to shut down pubs for being open past 6 p.m. doesn't feel like that fully encapsulates.
No, it's just a side.
That's a brief part of it. 7.3 out of 10 from IMDb there. Our cast is Karen O'Leary, that's you,
yep.
Mike Minogue, Maka Poatu, Mark Mitchinson plays Ghost Cop Miller, Nigel Harbrow, do you know who that was?
The cable car driver.
There's no way you haven't looked this up.
I haven't looked this up. I remember that guy Nigel because he used to actually also be an actor as well. And I remember
he was still an actor.
And you call him Nigel in the thing. So, of course, I remembered that his name was Nigel.
But you knew his last name.
Well, how many other Nigels were going to be in there?
Jack Sergeant Shadbolt.
Scooter guy.
Scooter guy.
He's
that's
lovely.
Right. He is. And his father is, come on. Brian Sargent,
yep,
very well known New Zealand actor, and I've read one of his scripts, which is absolutely incredible. And Olivia Parker,
yes.
Interesting fact about Olivia Parker
That she's Chris. Well, I don't know. That's not an interesting fact.
Well,
Chris Parker gets to be her brother.
That's right.
Yep.
And also, she also auditioned for the role of Parker.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Which I had not known until speaking to Paul Yates. Written by Melanie Bracewell. Directed by Tim Van Damen. The first time we had Tim Van Damen on board to deal with all of our effects and things. I like this episode. Do you like this episode?
I do like it.
Yeah, good.
And I think it's very Wellington as well. Obviously, growing up in Wellington and having gone through that tunnel multiple times in my life, probably hundreds if not thousands.
Yes.
I used to have to go there on the way to school. So it really did resonate with me, that tooting in the tunnel, because we used to always do it. Dad was very much in the camp of tooting as much as you can,
no matter
how annoying it is for everyone else.
And you would ride your bike through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was actually when I realised it's bloody annoying and fucking loud.
Yeah, not great for the pedestrians. I once beat my horn from start to finish.
Oh, yeah, that's always a challenge if you can maintain that in snowy air. I was like, shut up.
Yeah. Well, I did. I had, it was my girlfriend at the time. She hated it, so I couldn't not do it.
Yeah.
It's a funny old episode there. It was quite good injecting that local Wellington stuff. We've spoken about it before.
Yeah,
the beeping.
There was actually a tragedy that happened in that tunnel.
That's right. Somebody may or may not have been, I think we can say, murdered and buried in the piles when the bridge was being built. And
it's
so
a tunnel, not a bridge.
The tunnel was being built, and it was so you beep your horn to say g'day.
Yeah.
To the lady that passed away, and as long as you're beeping the horn, her memory lives on.
Yeah.
Although most people don't know that's why they're doing it.
Yeah. And also, I think now, an interesting comment on society, I think there's less and less beeping.
Do you think?
Yeah, because people aren't as friendly as they used to be. And no one's got time.
No one's got time for beeping.
Apparently.
Do you know when there's the most beeping?
When?
Fridays. People are in a better
mood. Have you done research on this?
In my experience, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's just, that's not scientific. I haven't been standing there with a clipboard and recording it. But certainly people are in a better mood on a Friday. Yeah. They're like beeping it up.
Man. Oh, yeah. And you're hard-pressed to get a return beep during commuting hours.
Right.
So
that's a shame.
I know, because it's like, this is the time you need to cheer up. It's like,
exactly.
Got to go to work or thank God I'm home from work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, beep it up. Bring back the beep. Now, what do we remember about this one? The main thing for me was that it was pissing down.
It was terrible weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was pouring. There was a bit when we were at the memorial.
The old actual police barracks.
That's right.
Police barracks. Yeah.
So that's the exterior of that scene when we arrive and we're banging on the door and we're trying to fit in between the bars and we're doing all that silly stuff.
But then it's a trick, isn't it?
It's a trick because the interior is shot out of Upper Hutt.
That very grand house. What's that house
very
called?
Grand. I can't remember what it did have a name though.
Yeah.
But it was a great old house and built, if I remember correctly, it was a dentist or a doctor or something or other. We've mentioned this, I think, on the Ghost House episode. But he had a river runs through that house, and he used to take his boat. He had a boat, and he'd take that from Upper Hutt. No, that can't be right. Lower Hutt. out into the harbour and then across into the city to work each day. God, it was a great house.
It was a fantastic house. Because we were going to actually use that building, the original building, but then that got poo-pooed.
Did it get poo-pooed?
Yeah, because the person that owned it was a poo.
They were pooing it.
Yeah.
That house did get used in a feature film later on that I think had Emma Draper in the lead.
Oh, well, then they must have changed their tune.
Anti-pooped. Yeah. Maybe it changed hands. But, God, yeah, I loved that. I thought it was an amazing house. It's all the, one of the great privileges of working on films, isn't it, is you get to go and see these things that you'd otherwise have absolutely no have idea to. About. Yeah. No, it was, yeah, it was a bloody beauty of a house. Pouring with rain there. And what are your memories?
I think, well, I think there was a few things. I really liked working with Mark. Yes. He was very funny. I did like the cable car thing. I thought that was very funny. And yeah, and then obviously when we got to the fight scene, that was something that we hadn't really done lots of. And to pretend to be hit when you're not being hit is actually really tricky and really hard.
It's another one of those things, I think.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And I felt like a dick doing it.
Thank you. And this sort of is a callback to a previous episode where you don't feel quite comfortable with the acting side of things.
Yeah.
And so I felt like a massive idiot doing that.
So did I.
And I was grateful at least that we were in the scene together.
Yeah.
That was a treat. But, God, you feel like a fool. Yeah. Pretty, ow, ooh,
ow,
ow,
ow. There's nothing ow. There. Nothing
there's nothing serious. Happening. But when they put all the things together, you'd never know that we felt like dicks.
Yeah.
But when I was watching it back, I was thinking, I felt like a dick when I was doing this. An absolute dick. But it worked well. What I did like about it was he had his truncheon. And then we started banging on about our telescopic baton. And we sort of got sidetracked into telling him how great it was, and then he got tired of it and just smacked me over the head. I did like that. Now, I saw something to get back to that tram business.
Cable car?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
The tunnel.
Bridge.
There was a nice little Easter egg. They call these things Easter eggs. You know about this?
No.
So it's little things that are hidden away in film and television that you can are planted there and are not necessarily known by the audience. They're not flagged, but if you know to look for it, you find it. And this Easter egg was when we were on the cable car.
Yes.
That was very nearly a tram again. There was the school girl.
Child, yes.
Who was sitting there just as a passenger.
Yeah.
And we sort of cut away to her. She was holding the spell book from Fear the Briannas.
Was she?
She was wearing the same uniform.
I knew that, yeah.
And
but I thought it was just because they were too budget to get a different uniform.
Right to at the end of the shot, she sort of lifts this book up and it is the spell book. She has got the spell book from Fear the Briannas.
Oh, that's very clever.
Isn't that good? Yeah. I really like that. I had to rewind it to make sure I wasn't wrong. But yeah.
Yeah, so and whose daughter was that? That was playing this?
Oh, it was someone's daughter. Yeah, that's right. But I thought that was good. Now, to talk about Fear the Briannas, which we didn't cover off in that episode, and apologies again for that episode. We won't ever slump to such levels again.
No.
Terrible. but again, we didn't solve that one. At the end, there's a student in a wheelchair and she's got the book and then she's...
And now obviously whoever's on that bloody cable car's
got it. On that cable car, that's right. so I thought that was really cool. I liked Nigel, the driver. Yes. Officer Minogue, tell him to turn it around and then he explains how it works and I'm fascinated by that. I did have quite a nice memory. I told you about this off air. But that was that when we were doing all our running around in the gardens there, and then we'd Video Village was miles away.
Yeah.
So we would sort of have to do a take and then we'd have to go back and meet Jermaine so he could give us notes. We'd sort of meet halfway. And do you remember this? And he said to us, he goes, oh, I was watching you guys on the monitor and I remembered. I thought to myself, God, I love working with these guys.
Aww.
And he goes, I love working with you guys. And we were both, that's what we said. We went, oh. And then he was almost like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should. But he had just come back from doing What We Do in the Shadows in the States, which was a far more torturous, just because of the way they film over there. It was all nights. They're doing sort of 18 hours a day and all that sort of thing. And so he came back to New Zealand and I think it was a lot more straightforward. But that was a really nice thing to hear from.
Very nice.
Yeah. That was lovely. There was a lot of running around in that botanical gardens there.
There was. And I did enjoy watching Maka do his parkour.
Parkour?
Yeah. And I liked how, obviously, that wasn't an actual law, the malicious bell ringing. Like, someone had bothered to find the most ridiculous law.
That's right.
To use. And I just think Maka was very good at malicious bell ringing.
He was, yeah, that's right.
And when they said that, just to say something that, and they just, that's when, and I was always, obviously, you know me, I always enjoy an opportunity to stick in a bit of, you know, advocacy for homosexual rights.
That's right. And that was really good. Yeah, yeah. What's another law that's going to massively annoy this guy? So that's right. There actually was a real law in New Zealand that prohibited malicious bell ringing, and it was repealed ultimately, as these things tend to be. In terms of malicious bell ringing, not sure when it was enacted, that law.
Yeah.
When do you think you might repeal? What year do you think?
They repealed it?
Yeah.
1980.
What would you say, Potty Jake? Just so we're going to get a wide range of opinions here.
2004.
1981. We have a winner.
Yes. Well, it's because it, in the episode it says up until 1980 this was a law, so I just went on that.
Oh, really? Did it? Yeah. You're smart, man. Yeah. I didn't even hear that, but that blows me away. So that was, imagine getting done for that. You'd be gutted. But yes, a bloody good episode. Malicious bell ringer, girl on the the one of the all time lines from the series, from the show in its entirety, I think, was in this episode, and that was Melanie Bracewell's line that Minogue never liked cauliflower because it was ghost broccoli.
Yeah,
which is so stupid, but just perfect. That's,
a lot of people have brought that up to me. Yeah. In terms of
I think that would be probably the line that Mel is most proud of.
Yeah. Well, she should be.
Yeah.
Although a good bit of improvising, I think, when we were talking to Jack in the tunnel was when he'd fallen off, you know, and he was telling us about this old-fashioned cop and, you know, and I said, well, have you been drinking? He's like, no. And you're straight away just like, why not?
That's right.
It's such a great cop thing to say because it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, because it's a Tuesday. That's right. I think all the effecty stuff was pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah.
And his facial hair was particularly good, Mark Mitchinson.
I was going to say Jack's.
No, Jack didn't have any, no.
He had a beard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good on him. but it wasn't worth commenting on.
Yeah, so I wonder, actually, we should have, we might be able to ask someone in the future, actually, how long it took to get that moustache beard all organised.
He strikes me as a kind of human, Mark Mitchinson, and he's an upcoming guest. It strikes me that he would be able to grow a beard quite quickly.
Yeah. But it was styled very
well. Very had, like, styly. You
know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good costume all around, actually. Gabby Stevenson, of course, the costume designer. Now, you referred to this on another podcast, possibly off air, that we had an argument.
Oh, yes, it was on this podcast.
Yeah, but not this episode of this podcast.
What other podcast were we talking about then?
No, but I couldn't remember if it was on air or off air.
No, we just had a little bit of a disagreement. It wasn't a proper argument.
Okay, go on then.
There was, like, when we were doing that tunnel bit, and we were supposed to be doing that and then do your little, you had some little bit where you were going to get bonked on the head at the very end of the night.
Right.
But then you changed it round, so then I had to be the last one there and you got to go before me. And you were sitting on your chair and I was just like, fuck you. But it's been the end of a long day in the rain, you know? It wasn't my normal chipper self. And I was just like,
great. Oh, that's good. That actually cheers me up. That doesn't make me sad. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So you wanted to get out of there and I managed to sneak around, so I got out of there. Oh, that's magnificent.
And it probably did make more sense for oh, but I was like, but it's on the paper. You're like, no, I'm going first, and he's going to do his last. But then you're just like, no, shouldn't we do this? And they're like, yeah, okay. I was like,
oh. Yes, yes. Oh, great. Well, I hope we get to do another season because we sort of know all these things that annoy each other now, and we're really going to be playing up to them, aren't we? Yeah. I do think about that. Like, if we do another season, yeah, it's going to be good to have nothing else going on in my life so they can enjoy every single moment of it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wanted to be doing with season four. I was like, this is our last season, man. I'm going to enjoy this one. And then it was the most busy I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, well, let's just make sure if we get another season, we quit everything else.
Yeah. No, 100% I will be.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be bloody good fun. I hope we do lots of episodes too.
Yeah, like about 30.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Because that's what they do in the States. They do 20, you know, like Seinfeld would be 24 episodes.
I reckon we could.
So many.
Well, when we did the season two and three kind of together, but a little bit apart, that felt good. That was all right.
No, that was pretty good.
Because then you sort of also, I think, you're just kind of in the groove, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is a bit easier and probably a bit quicker, in fact.
But I also do like going, geez, this is only 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks and you're done.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But either way, I'll take either way.
But then if you have more weeks, then you get to hang out with each other longer.
For longer. That's right. No, no.
So I'd choose that.
That's right. Yeah. And then we'll be able to do the podcast while we're shooting.
No, remember, we're quitting everything else.
We're quitting except for the podcast. The podcast must go on. But we could do so much behind-the-scenes stuff.
We'll just have microphones.
And then we'll save it for later. Yeah. I've got a podcast kit. We can do it on set.
Can we?
Yeah.
Like when you did that one in the car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. All talk with Jason Mike.
Yeah.
That's right. Jeez, committed to the cause, man. All right, what else do you remember about it? Oh, well, we should talk about Olivia Parker because we haven't talked about her at all. We talked about the crabs.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, bring
it. And I did like. I don't know.
But also I liked, because obviously she just made all that stuff up.
Yes.
So that was all improvised. And then when she first said, you know, he called her a dirty harlot.
That's
and then,
right.
Then we got into us saying, oh, well, that's not nice. But then me trying to say, but if you are one, like, that's okay. Like, if that's what you want to be. Just, it's like, well, no. I like that back and forth.
So yeah, yeah, really yeah, totally.
Yeah. And even when she said that thing about, I think she almost made me lose it when she was talking about Dave's granddad who just sneaks into their house all the time.
That's right.
We just thought it was Dave's granddad. Like, he's always just sneaking in.
I do think it's odd to have that kind of setup. So she's in a cell.
Yeah.
And then there's two other flatmates there who say nothing.
Yeah, but well, they did though, but they obviously didn't use any of what they said.
Oh, were they talking with them?
Yeah, when we were doing the scene, they both talked.
Right.
But then it just ended up they only used what Liv was saying.
Because it looks like when you watch it that they've been told that they're not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
And there'll be moments when you'd expect them to say something and they just sort of like make a mouth and sort of like, you know, normally I'd talk in this situation, but I'm not allowed to. So I feel for extras in that kind of way. But yeah, she was great, I thought.
Yeah.
But that is us for today, ladies and gentlemans, women and men.
Thanks, Mike. Good on you. I was like, no.
Thanks to our composers, Monica, to Paul Yates and Jermaine Clement for letting us do this podcast. You can follow Wellington Paranormal on our socials, Instagram at Wellington Paranormal Podcast, TikTok at Wellington Paranormal Pod, YouTube at Wellington Paranormal The Podcast. Very rare that I don't stumble my way through that at some point, so I'm pretty stoked with how that went, guys.
Done amazingly well. Yep.
Really good for me. Thank you. My socials are Mr. Mike Minogue for Instagram. I do a radio show, which is at Hodaki Big Show on Instagram. Karen O'Leary is at Karen O'Leary NZ on Instagram. You can leave us a review and give us a 5-star rating on your way out. Would be really nice of you if you did that.
We'd
that
love
helps
it.
Us. It helps us. So if this podcast means anything to you,
just
that's
put
the
five
least
stars.
You could do. And also, can I just take a moment to say that this podcast is recorded at Frank Studios.
I'd love you to say, that's the voice again. Eh? You've got a different voice.
It's my ready voice. In Ponsonby, Tamaki Makaurau. If you'd like to rent the studio, you can by getting in touch with me via email at Mank.
Oh, you're doing so well.
My name is Mank. That's my new name, Mank at frankmanagement.nz. You can work that out. Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, is also brought to you by B2B Speakers. This is a speaking company that was created off the back of a podcast called Between Two Beers.
Very good
podcast.
Great podcast.
Get have a listen to that around the world. Very, very good podcast. The corporate, it's now turned into a corporate speakers company that brings the guests you hear on the podcast to your event as MCs or speakers. You can choose from well-known champions like Kieran Reid, Raylene Castle, Lee Hart, Hayley Holt, Karen O'Leary, Mike Minogue. Hey, Webman interviewed on there. Dave Wood, Dave Latelli, Mia Mutu, Chelsea Lane, a whole lot more. If you've been blown away by any of the stories you've heard on that podcast, you can share that inspiration with those you work with, or you might just want a funny bugger for your awards night. So that's the thing. They can get you to go along and be the MC of their awards night or any other.
I love an awards
sort of
night.
Corporate-y or teacher-y thing. no matter what you need, B2B can help you out, and they're adding new guests every single week.
Amazing.
We're really excited about this. So come check us out at b2bspeakers.co.nz and let our guests make your night.
And on that note,
ka kite.
Good night.
How oh, damn, missed a trick there.
Frank Podcast.
Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.